If you're looking for fame, adventure, or a new house, but you haven't got the talent, the time, or the money, there's a shortcut to your dreams, reality television. And if you're looking for a shortcut to reality TV, there's rtvstar.com. It's a kind of central clearinghouse for aspiring survivors and bachelors and apprentices who can create a profile with a common application, a short video, and some photos, all searchable by casting directors in need of the real deal. It's the brainchild of Brian Ostrovsky, and he joins us now. Brian, welcome to our own little reality show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Bob.
Okay, so was there some sort of eureka moment where you just realized that the world needs a central clearinghouse for reality TV wannabes?
There really was. It started when I was going through the application process to The Apprentice 2. I was like most Americans, no idea what was involved. I learned that there was a 14-page application, there was a video, and between life and work, didn't get it done. My wife subsequently applied to a couple shows on cable, you know, makeover your dining room type shows, and, well, we never heard back. We didn't get cast, all of those things, and it was just one night in January, I'm watching American Idol, and it hit me. There were a lot of Americans like us that there was no easy way to go through the application process, and RTVstar.com was born.
Members fill out a written application, but they also upload a short video of themselves. On average, do you think that people sort of get it, or are they making wildly wrong decisions in what they submit?
I think people right now generally try to do too much or try to be what the casting pro or the network wants them to be. Unfortunately, you can't keep that up 24 hours a day, so it's really not the right approach. What they really are looking for is interesting people being themselves. Now, not everyone is interesting, so unfortunately, not everyone will be on television, but they want to see what makes you worthy of being watched.
We actually have an excerpt of one submission. Can you tell me what it is we're about to hear?
It's two gentlemen from West Hollywood talking about each other and talking about why they love The Amazing Race and what it means to them, which is really an endearing quality because it shows that they're passionate about the show that they want to be on.
And I will admit, I get down to the last 5 minutes of the show as the people are racing towards the finish, and it's like, oh my God, I gotta get there! Hurry, yeah. Faster!
And you know, we just kind of, you know, keep thinking about what we would be like in certain situations that have been represented on the show. And
we would kick ass.
Is there a type? Is there someone who's just more likely to be a reality TV wannabe than somebody else?
We really expected to see a tight grouping of the younger generation, but it's been across the board. Now, we know that, in particular, college students want to be on reality TV. It's easy. You just look at MTV and you look at The Real World, and you see that demographic represented more vibrantly than the older demographic. However, there is a significant presence within the 40 and 50-something, the boomers, who say, you know what? I can do Survivor. I'm tough enough. I can do The Amazing Race. I want to travel the world.
I just turned 40. I want to show these young whippersnappers that we still can do something.
I've hit that middle-aged mark, and I really want to make sure that I make a great representation of the 40-year-old crowd.
Yeah. Bring us on your show.
Put us on your show.
Now, I know you've only been in business for a few months now, but has any of your applicants actually been cast on a reality show?
Well, you know, even before we opened up our doors, so to speak, we had a request from Blind Date for a gentleman, and a friend of a friend was interested. He's a med student. He ended up getting cast on the show and went out on a date. It hasn't aired yet.
So then the answer to my question is no.
Oh, well, we haven't got anyone who has become a member on a show yet.
I have to applaud your entrepreneurial spirit. I really do. But as someone interested in the forward march of civilization, please convince me that we're not taking a few steps backwards here.
Hmm. Very philosophical question to ask about a reality television. I think we need diversions, and reality television should really be looked at as a diversion, much like any other form of entertainment. I myself have not traveled much, and being on The Amazing Race would be just a fantastic opportunity were I able to do so. So whether or not we're pushing the civilization forward, I think the industry in a whole is able to give people opportunities that working the 9-to-5 for 40 hours and retiring wouldn't afford them otherwise.
Hey, is this all just a Trojan horse to get you on Amazing Race? Like the Hair Club for Men guy, are you also a client?
I am also a client. I had thought of that after we started the business, that it would be quite ironic if I ended up getting on a show because I did a business featuring reality television. It is not a Trojan horse, however.
Well, Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Brian Ostrovsky is founder and CEO of RTVStar.com.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.